Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Longtime college and NBA coach, PJ Carlissimo, who is with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. And, of course, another great weekend of college basketball coming up. PJ will be on the call with Scott Graham. In Kansas City, Missouri, for the games that are being played there. We're all excited about that. What a weekend we've got lined up, Coach, because, you know, I love the upsets personally, but now that we're here at the Sweet 16 and we've had virtually no upsets, it sets up for some great matchups, right?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Adam, Dustin, good to be with you guys. It seems like we're top-heavy this year. I don't know if that's why we didn't have upsets or not, but I think there's more legit teams. By legit, I mean teams that have a chance to win the whole thing. And maybe because of that, I mean, obviously, Wofford came real close, and UCF obviously came close. But I just think there's, you know, more teams at the top. You know, everybody always says, you know, we can win it. We're good enough to win it. But yeah, in reality, you know, a lot of years there's three, four teams, maybe five. Last year, Villanova, like when it got down to the end of the year, I mean, they were just playing so well that unless something went wrong, they were going to win the whole thing. This year, you can make the case six, seven, maybe even eight teams, you know, literally believe they know they're good enough to win four games and win this whole thing. So I think maybe that's why we haven't had upsets. But regardless, now we've got almost every game is a pick 'em, or like you're not going to be surprised, other than the Virginia-Oregon game.
Yeah.
And Oregon's arguably the hottest team in the country. No one's going to be surprised at the outcome of any of these games.
I was going to ask you about the Oregon game, and that's the largest spread, 8.5. But you're right, Oregon is as hot as anybody. Virginia shown a little vulnerability in the first half in the last round. But who the heck? I mean, do you think Oregon has a chance to beat Virginia?
They definitely have a chance.
Yeah.
I'm not being smart. They do.
Yeah.
I mean, I did a lot of Pac-12 games.
Yeah.
I think I've had Oregon six or seven times this year. Dana Altman's group's playing better than they've played all year. Again, they were the preseason favorite in the Pac-12, and once Bol Bol went down, and Lewis King was injured early, so he missed the first, not just seven games, but he missed the whole preseason. So they just got off to a horrendous start. I mean, they looked so unlike an Oregon team, it wasn't even funny, for more than half of the year, and then they finally got it together late in the year, and they're playing extremely well. Having said that, I still think it would be an upset, because Virginia's better offensively than they were last year. They were good enough to win it last year. Obviously, they got upset in the first round. But this team is better offensively. They shoot it. I had them at Syracuse. I don't know if you recall that game. They shot about 75% from three in the second half. They've got a great player. They're good enough up front. I mean, to me, for a good chunk of the year, I thought they or Gonzaga were going to win a national championship. And I still feel they've got they're one of those teams that has a chance. So, I wouldn't invest any money against Dana Altman's team ever the way they're playing now. But that to me would be the biggest upset. If Oregon finds a way to beat them, that's to me is a major upset.
PJ, you'll be the games you'll be doing this Friday: Auburn, North Carolina, and Houston, Kentucky. Let's start with that game because Houston's got a real special team on the defensive end, no doubt. Where does their defense rank for you? Is it like an all-time or at least modern all-time great defensive team?
1, 2, 3. I had both they and Texas Tech in Tulsa this past weekend.
Yeah.
And the other team we just talked about, Virginia, I put the three of them. They're in another class in terms of how good they are defensively. They guard the ball really, really well. It's hard to get by them. I don't care if you've got like a real quick point guard or perimeter player. They move their feet, so you don't get by them. When you do, they protect the rim very, very well. They've got a shot-blocking presence inside. They're really tied together well. Everybody kind of sleeps on. I think people are sleeping on Houston a little bit because they forget last year. Remember that shot that Michigan made? That's what knocked Houston out. Like, everybody thinks, well, Houston's really good this year. They've been good for 2 years. They just got knocked out by a team that got to the championship game last year on the last shot of the game. So they're legit. They're experienced. Kelvin's an excellent coach. They're so good defensively. They shoot the three really well, and they have a great player. So they check all the boxes in terms of they're good enough. They won 33 games. Now, I know, you know, people say, well, okay, it's not ACC, it's not Big Ten, but it's still a very good conference. They're good. And, you know, for Cal, if my namesake's not playing, that makes a big difference. Houston's tough. I was really impressed with them watching him play two games in Tulsa.
Hey, PJ, how do you think Duke responds to playing two extremely close games? You know, some people have made the case, hey, maybe this is a wake-up call for them that, hey, now they turn on the gas after that very close win over UCF.
I don't think as much a wake-up call as it is. I've always felt that it's not a rule and it doesn't happen every year. But it seems to me, I know for us it always was, and I think for a lot of other teams, six games is hard to win. I mean, somebody's going to do it, obviously. But you almost have to dodge a bullet somewhere along the way. And I think this was good. I think Duke took care of that. They didn't dodge a bullet. They dodged about four bullets in that UCF game. So I think that's good. I really think most teams that win a national championship, there's a game where they just don't play well or they get in foul trouble or the other team is making all kinds of shots, banking in threes, you know, stuff like that. You go, wow, this just isn't our night. And I think that Duke had that. So I think they're good enough, obviously, the talent. And, you know, you look at what they've done over the course of the year, they're certainly still good enough to win. I don't think they're vulnerable. I don't think anybody would want to play them.
Coach, we had Clark Kellogg on with us yesterday, and he said that he thinks Zion is the most dominant and unique player in college basketball since Shaquille O'Neal. Do you agree with that?
I don't disagree. I have to plead the fifth. I have not seen him in person all year. Obviously, I've seen him on TV
right.
A bunch. The negative for me, I get to do NBA in college, which is great.
Yeah.
But I see mostly the West Coast college teams. What I've seen of him, I dead agree. And frankly, Clark has always been one of my favorite broadcasters, for sure. Clark's a player. And he's not given to crazy statements. So
sure.
I would agree with him. Everybody that I've talked to, like Jim Boeheim, the other coaches in the ACC or the coaches that have played against him, just shake their head and go, you have no idea how good. And you know, that's the thing. It's kind of crazy. You know, we watch on TV and it's close. Sometimes until you're sitting there courtside and you see somebody like him where the physicality is, you know, you guys – saw it with LeBron in town. People don't realize what LeBron is, I swear. Unless you sit courtside and watch LeBron James, you don't know what it's like to try and deal with him. And I think the same thing holds true for Zion. I just think he's such a freak, and I say that in a good sense physically. Then on top of that, he knows how to play basketball, that I would not surprise at all that Clark would make that statement.
What sort of pro you think Zion will be?
He's going to be excellent. He's too skilled. He does too many things well, and he does it at a size. One of the big separators right away in the NBA is body size. Now, there are people that can overcome it, but like even KD was skinny when he came in. I was lucky enough to coach him as a rookie, but he's so much stronger now than he was. Zion comes in, he's like a man right now physically. And it's not just the strength, it's the quickness. It's that LeBron combination of size and strength and quickness all in one package. And then on top of that, he knows how to play basketball. So I don't think he's going to be a good pro. I think he's going to be an excellent pro. And I think right from Jump Street, now again, what kind of team he's with, you don't know because of the draft and how low a team it is. But, I mean, I'll be shocked if he doesn't do anything other than excel right from the beginning.
PJ Carlissimo with us from Westwood One. PJ, I got to get up on my soapbox about this every time we talk college basketball for a minute here. You know, you're an old Big East coach, the old school Big East. When I was a kid and the Big East dominated, we have no Big East teams in the Sweet 16. You just said Jim Boeheim in the ACC. That kills me every time. As a St. John's fan, Chris Mullin was my favorite player. It kills me what's happened in the Big East.
Well, I don't think it's bad, honestly. I mean, Villanova's won two of the four national championships.
But just the rivalries being gone more than the...
Well, no, that's terrible. I mean, you can't... BC and Syracuse can't be in the ACC. I don't even know what league Pitt's in anymore, and I don't say that... if you gave me money to name all the teams that are in the Big Ten or the ACC, I couldn't do it. I mean, the Big Ten has more than 10 teams. The Big 12 only has 10 teams. I mean, I can't even keep track of who's in what league, but... it hurts for all those years playing BC, playing Syracuse, playing Pittsburgh. That meant Big East rivalries. But the Big East now makes more sense from a basketball standpoint. And there was a number of them that had good young teams. Kevin Willard did a great job with my old team, Seton Hall. But they're going to be back. They're going to be competitive. But it's sad. I kid Jim. I had Virginia at Syracuse, but. He was in between the two Duke games. He just played at Duke, and then Duke was coming to him. Then he had to go to Carolina. I'm going, what kind of trip is that if you're in Syracuse? they're going down to play Clemson and somebody else. But it's that's college basketball today. It's
that's
not going to change those leagues and football rules.
Hey, Coach, obviously a lot of people feel like Duke is still the favorites to win the championship. If you take Duke aside, who's the second favorite? I like Gonzaga. What about you?
I do, too. I was going to say Gonzaga or Virginia.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the two Big Ten guys. Everybody's loved Michigan State, Michigan all year. Is the more guys that get hurt, the better they play, which is bizarre. But they're playing really well. Michigan is obviously good. I'll tell you the team we haven't even mentioned, and they're literally good enough to win it. Do I think they're going to win it? No. But I'm telling you what, Texas Tech is so good, it's not even funny. They defend so well. They've got a great player. Jared Culver is a big-time player. I mean, he's going to go top five, I think. I haven't talked to a lot of the scouts recently, but I saw him in person twice. Chris Beard is not a good coach. He's a way, way, way above average coach. They're really tied together defensively. They can shoot the three. They can score points, and they really can block shots. Tariq Owens, you're talking about your old St. John's team.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how good he was at St. John's. The two grad transfers they added, Matt Mooney, who they got from Huzzis for a path to Texas Tech. He goes from Air Force Academy to South Dakota to Texas Tech.
Wow.
he's a heck of a player.
Yeah.
They're really good. I was really impressed with both Houston and Texas Tech on the defensive end. Both of them are old Big East teams. Both of them, just beat you up and play the way we used to play in the league. If they get a good whistle, if the referees let them play, I'm telling you what, people are going to struggle to score against Texas Tech. They're very, very good.
Coach, we appreciate the time. We'll all be listening right here. Games will be on Westwood One. You'll be doing Auburn, North Carolina, 7:29 Friday night, and then Houston, Kentucky to follow. We appreciate the time.
I appreciate it. I miss it. I miss Luca. I miss Johnny's, man. I miss being there with you guys.
Nice. Do you have a coach? Do you? I mean, you've been around the country so much. You must have favorite restaurants in every town, right? You have a list.
I do, but I got news for you. The original Johnny's Bar and Luca are two of my favorites. They're as good as anywhere there is. And I'm sad LeBron's not in Cleveland. Not for the Cav fans. For me, being able to go to the restaurants in Cleveland.
Coach, what do you make of LeBron and Kyrie both kind of being a mess with their teams?
They're so miserable right now, especially Kyrie.
It's sad is what it is.
Yeah, it's sad.
I don't know. It's sometimes, you get what you wish for. It's crazy. But the two of them right now, Boston scares me. I wouldn't go against them. But the way they've played all year, you got to shake your head and wonder what's going on there.
Coach, we appreciate it. Great stuff, as always.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For joining us.
Hey, good being with you guys. Thank
you.
You
too. PJ Carlissimo, one of the best in the biz.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.